Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Wow, that was quick. Welcome to Hagman. It's the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. HagmanReportLive.com. That's where you can find the video and audios for our show, HagmanReportLive.com. HagmanReportLive.com is where you go for the video and audio assets. HagmanReport.com for print. HagmanStore.com for coffee, gourmet coffee. You're going to need it. Folks, stock up on it. You're going to need it right here. See this? Detective Blend, that's hypercaffeinated. You can get it in K-Cup, which is that box right there. It looks like an ammo box, as intended, developed by Eric, the tech, of course, and whole bean and ground. All right. Get ready to F and die. Get ready to F and die.
Great way to start the show.
That's right. Get ready to effing die. Except I'm obviously being nice. See, those are the words of this anarchist group in Louisville to the police. Not to citizens, not to their enemies, no, or not to their no. Not in the midst of a fight. No. This is to the police department. Get ready to F and die. You've got Los Angeles. I'll tell you what. I'll shorten it up by saying you got all major cities really under anarchist control. If there is a Democratic mayor, if there is a leftist mayor, it is out of control. Los Angeles, New York. Again, I'm not going to go through them all. You know the cities. If there is a mayor that is intent on law and order, then at least you have an opportunity. When I say that I am willing, and I'm going to repeat this one more time, and then I'm going to bring Steve Quayle on, and we're going to have a conversation, because here's what I see. And I've been thinking long and hard about all of this, what I see. I see right now the left, the communists, the socialists, the Muslims, that group of individuals and the greenies, if you will, the Green Party, the communists, the socialists, the Muslims, the radical environmentalists, all collectively waging war on everyone else. The divide is really not racial. Black Lives Matter is an anarchist. It's a Marxist group. It is not a black skin group. And the quicker people understand that, the better. Again, Black Lives Matter has nothing to do with race. Oh, they want you to believe it does, but it doesn't. It's a tool. The little street urchins you see out there, the Muppets, the maggots out there throwing Molotov cocktails and shooting at cops. Okay. Useless idiots of the controllers. Perhaps target practice. I don't know. Okay. Look at this. This is America. 25 years ago, Steve Quayle said, this is going to be taking place on the streets of America. And to be honest with you, I said, yeah, right. Okay. We passed 1968 a number of years ago. This is 1968 on steroids. You saw that. That's compliments of, or that's from the Twitter feed of it. I think Andy No, or if not, it's one of the people that he retweeted. Okay, that's what's taking place in the streets of this country. And by the way, I don't have my vehicle. Just so people know, my vehicle does not go in reverse. I don't have reverse in my car. All right. I'm just telling you ahead of time. You can ask Eric. I suck at reverse. I don't even know where the reverse gear is. So I'm just saying. Yeah, even on a good day, right?
Just reverse?
I almost killed him once or twice or half a dozen times. Actually, once, and they said, you're not driving anymore. See, and okay, guys, anyone over 60, come here. Pull up a little bit. I want to tell you, you know how to get your family to drive you? Pretend you don't care, pretend you can't drive. And then you get to sit in the back and read the newspaper, drink your coffee while they ferry you around. It's fabulous. What a great thing that is. And yes, the organic protests. Oh, these are all organic, right? I'm not going to, it's just like, I'll just put this on the loop, I guess, and just keep saying, none of this is organic. This is all organized in the names of the people who are organizing this. Randy Taylor and I are exposing this, and we need your help, by the way, because we've got a lot of, lures in the water in terms of finding the, verifying. It's one thing to find, but it's nothing to verify the actual, origins of the money, where the money comes from, where it goes to. We know where the end users are, what it's being spent on. Okay. And then you also have the corruption. And let me tell you about this. Peter Schweizer wrote a book about, The Secret Empires is the name of the book. Real quick, talking about the Chinese collusion between, China and Biden, China and, Joe Biden, China and Obama China and Biden and Hunter Biden. Okay. It's all there. It's all there. China is at war with the United States. Steve Quayle, again, ahead of his time, a quarter century ahead of his time, at least saying the same thing. I don't need to authenticate. He doesn't need my validation. You know, he said it for 25 years and, he's been right. So I submit publicly, just submit to you, that anything I've ever said publicly, saying, I'm not sure about that, about what Steve said. I don't think I ever said that, but if I did, gotta tell you, spot on. Now, I'm not pleased about that, but he's right. So with that, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, qfiles.tv. Become a member of qfiles.tv if you're not already. It's worth its weight in platinum or lead. Yeah, you know what I mean. Qfiles.tv, become a member. Because soon, that's how we're all going to be communicating, if at all. You know why? Because I won't be able to talk this freely. Qfiles, there it is on your screen. Look at it. Yeah, you in the back, put your iPhone down, look at the screen. There it is. Qfiles.tv is the URL. Just go to stevequayle.com. And by the way, his books, any one of them, absolutely required reading for today. All right, Steve, how you doing, man?
Good, Doug. And I think today will go down as a watershed broadcast, actually today, tonight, tomorrow, and going forth. Because, when you quote the headlines, it's amazing to me that what the left has to use in threats, intimidation, the burning down of our cities, the killing of cops, all of these things, and yet people become more offended that basically that things aren't normal. I get that. I'm sensing an attitude. Let me make it really clear to just reiterate what I said a couple of years ago at the Branson Conference. The word normal will never be again. Everything you've known as normal will cease to be. There's no going back to normal. We have entered into a cycle of biblical prophetic relevance. Our nation is undergoing judgment. Look at the prophecies in Deuteronomy. Strangers from without are possessing us from within. That's another way of saying that we'll be brought down very low. They'll be lifted up very high. I want to go on record as telling people, and you said it, this isn't organic. This is organized. Twitter and Faces of Death book, along with some of the biggest techno fascist industries in the world, are owned, I want to make this clear, owned by the Chinese government. Right now, Doug, as we're on the air, there is a situation going on in Beijing, China, and you can't even search the internet. If it wasn't for people in Southeast Asia sending me stuff at 2:47 in the morning, my time, and I'm in mountain time, I wouldn't know this stuff. But ladies and gentlemen, right now, you have a situation where China cannot feed its people. You have a situation with Australia and New Zealand locking down under the same draconian measures as we watched in China. As we watched, Doug, the sadness of the howling and people losing their minds because they're being locked into their homes. It's coming to America. And I'm telling everybody now, we don't run from these people. We run towards them. We have yielded. We have given in. We have, and when I say this, as a nation, Q, it just came out what I've been telling everybody. I'm sorry, Doug, I'm racked up. I'm already at 100 miles an hour going for four. We have been warning. I have been warning on your show for years. Q's fake. It is COINTELPRO, counterintelligence. It is run out of the NSA. No matter what face they put on, oh, this guy, that guy, that guy. That's cover. It's been run by three men in the NSA using artificial intelligence algorithms to basically circumvent any resistance that could be organized by promising the people a panacea of protection that somehow these people are going to get arrested. These people are going to get arrested. These people are going to get arrested. Not one deep stater has been arrested. I'll go on to say that under these circumstances, not one deep stater will be arrested. We have the entire previous Obama administration military slash diplomatic corps coming out and sponsoring Joe Biden. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's not Biden that they're sponsoring. It's Kamala Harris. It's the entire Obama Nation plan. Even, I don't know, Doug, if you saw this program, the article, that Obama met with 17 world leaders. He's not even the president. I'm told by security people that used to have his detail in the Secret Service and others, and I won't even define who the others are, that Obama has as much, if not more, protection than the President of the United States. Now, that's really troubling thought. Go ahead.
No. So, look, we know that there's a shadow government going on right now. And by the way, I am not going to get in your way. Okay. So if you take off 5 minutes from now and you end 55 minutes from now, I'm staying out of your way because some of these are just like some of our phone conversations we have, folks. But I'll tell you something here. What we've got, okay? You've got, Newsmax reporting now. You had mentioned about, you know, these deep state arrests. Newsmax saying, not the Durham probes expanding and looking at questions about the Clintons. Okay. Well, wait a second. Peter Schweitzer has, exposed the Clintons. Judicial Watch Tom Fitton has exposed the Clintons and, done so, actually taking our Donald Trump's own Department of Justice to court. In other words, folks, we just had and I apologize for this. If you just saw a blip and then this come back, we just had a power situation. I'm not going to get into it. Okay. But I'm mighty pissed off. And yes, I'm saying pissed off because that's exactly what I am. We were talking about a number of things, including, okay, Durham all of a sudden now, hey, let's look at the deep staters. Let's look at, you know, Obama, all of this. Supposedly, okay, it's too late in the game to be doing this. But here's the kicker. And I think this is where I left off, or I think this is where the power went down. Here it is right here. And Steve, I don't know whether you saw this or not, but I guarantee you, this is what is being planned. They want to arrest Donald Trump. They don't want to just remove him from office. They want to arrest him. And this just came out where Nancy Pelosi and her crew of minions said, okay, we are going to, the Presidential Act, Preservation of Democracy Act, which means essentially that they will remove President Trump from power and not only that, arrest him, which is unprecedented. Obama's the one, Bathhouse Berry should have been arrested, but they want to do this to President Donald Trump. And let me just get this real quick here and then I'll turn it back to you.
Take your time.
Because man, I'll tell you what, if people aren't paying attention to this, they better. Washington Examiner has been reporting House Democrats introduced Trump-inspired reform package to prevent future presidential abuses. Again, that's the title. The legislation dubbed Protecting Our Democracy Act seeks to counter the sort of issues put on display, and I'm quoting that, put on display by President Trump and members of his administration with a variety of proposals introduced by seven House committee leaders at the behest of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi wants that power, and she wants to transfer that power to the demonic entities in Washington, D.C. Steve, I'm going to kick it back to you because right now, you know,
Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, I find it interesting because Doug's platform, and thank each and every one of you, and I'm going to ask you to do something. We're facing unparalleled times. Those of you, and only those of you who have the wherewithal to help Doug financially, if you've been blessed, if you've been, and I would say this, I've been blessed. The message God gave me, the words of the Lord, the books, the videos, I'm asking you to really, those of you who can afford it, okay, to stand by him and send him a donation. He's never asked me once to do that. Tom Horn and I are talking about doing a marathon to raise finances. But listen, let me share this with you. Every time a power outage goes out, like on Hagman Report, it costs money to fix that crap. It does. And when I say crap, if you're offended at that, please go get a lollipop. Go find some street drug merchant and just suck on LSD so you can get out of reality, okay? The point is that if I were to tell you that having to fight the Chinese, and I'm saying fight them electronically until they come onto our streets, and fight all the trolls, part of our job and part of others is to go on troll patrol, okay? Troll patrol. And with some of you guys who can do graphics can do a troll patrol t-shirt. The bottom line is that we're now in a place where we're faced, and Doug, you know I've said this, and you know it's hard for a lot of people. You've admitted not taking. We are to the point where civil war is the communist playbook. We're watching the playbook city by city, and once it gets real, the word that rhymes with city, and you know what I'm talking about. You're offended. Go change your diapers, okay? Go change your diapers. We are seeing our cities burn. We are seeing our heritage burn. We are seeing our the future of our loved ones, subjugation beyond death if they get to live that long. We are seeing the God of heaven mocked. We are seeing the Lord Jesus Christ denigrated in such a way that the Christians and the puke pits are silent to the large majority, to the biggest ones. And ladies and gentlemen, the 99%, I would say this, I want everybody to ask themselves an honest question before the Lord. You don't have to answer, Doug. You don't have to answer me. Do you believe that God is holy and that he means what he says and says what he means when he talks about nations that turn against him, that do everything that's wicked in his sight? Do you believe that God is judging America? And if you do believe that based on his character, his nature, the prophecies of the Word of God, and the evidence that's out there, then ladies and gentlemen, ask yourself, what are you doing? Now, people that pray are as important as people that fight. If there weren't prayers, intercessors, if there weren't single moms, if everybody's praying out there, that's important. But there's a time let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Oh, that God would raise up Gideon. Oh, that God would raise up Moses. Not the claimants to that. I mean, I've had over the years that I've had internet, I've had everybody claiming to be one of the two witnesses. When I say, you're not, I know one of them. They say, well, who is he? I said, Taz, you failed. You would know who it is. And obviously, ladies and gentlemen, everybody's got an opinion, including me. But the difference is, what is the research behind the opinion? What has gone on in your life to make you have to check your car for bombs, to have to deal in the night with spooks in your backyard, to have to watch helicopters overhead, to have to listen to their threats when they say F you, Q. By the way, that Q is me, not the Q Anonymous. You wanted Q Anonymous. You believed in Q Anonymous. You defended Q Anonymous more than Jesus Christ. Oh, I get it. Quails when it was religious, blah, 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 blah. Who do you think gave me everything to warn? I'm on record 28 years ago. 28 years ago, the time would come no planes would fly, no trains would run, no trucks would run. God's going to bring the United States to a complete standstill. He gave you a foretaste of that in that BS and its bullshit, S-H-E-E-T, lockdown. Now they're talking about a six-month lockdown. Look at Boris. The only thing that Boris and Britain's missing is Natasha, you know? Oh, of course, there's plenty of Bullwinkles. That'll date me. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, we are dealing with flying squirrels. We're dealing with absolute communist traitors and the Republican Party. We are dealing with communist traitors and the Demon Rat Party. They're overthrowing every single freaking city is under demonic and democratic control, is burning, ladies and gentlemen. And the word that Doug opened up with, get over it. That's what they're saying. And then they go one step further and they say, effing kill everyone. How can anybody in this country sit back and watch? It's orchestrated by the Obama, if you will, hell administration. It's going to be instituted by 200 former military and State Department opponents of Donald Trump. Let me share something with you. The deep state rules the United States. God gave you, like him, you hate him, God gave a timeout and a dividing line for the people to be able to tell, okay, this is what the left stands for. Do you know, and Doug, I don't know if you've seen the liberal lunatic lady that's using the F word more than the Democrats usually use it.
Oh, yeah.
And going off in her car. Did you see that?
Yes. I can't help but think just demonic, but go ahead. Yeah.
You know, brother, I wouldn't do it, but I was going to fill a bottle with tequila, okay? And when I say a bottle of tequila, dump the tequila and put in water and sit and pour here and just watch the, you know, and I wouldn't slur my words and hopefully probably do it on water. This is clean water. What does clean water do to your brain that's infested with chemicals and all of the food additives? By the way, I eat pretty much organic. I only drink filtered water. I told people years ago, the day will come you'd be drinking water that you'd normally walk through in your boots. And guess what? The state's even controlling that. Some of the states are controlling rainwater. If they catch you containerizing rainwater, they arrest you. Let me make a statement today that I do not know if I've made this direct. I'm serious. I know my days are short upon the earth, okay? I know our platform days. My platform would be my website, Doug's website, or website based on obviously this platform.
Yep.
And again, there's nobody to call, ladies and gentlemen. Ghostbusters, are you kidding? Those guys should have gone on to operation when they had all the communists in waiting. And what did they do? They kill. The threats against the President of the United States, I won't even reveal the ones I'm aware of. I won't. I can tell you this, there are a dozen Iranian threats alone and two deep state alone. That's the superficial level. Everything in this nation is divided. The Lord Jesus in his word said, a house divided against itself shall not stand. We are a divided nation. We will fall. We are a divided nation. We don't stand for God at all. We allow ridicule and scorn. We refuse to mourn. My definition of mourning is saying, oh God, look at what our rebellion has brought us to. I, Lord, I am a sinner. I have sinned against heaven, Lord. But God, return me as you allowed the prodigal son to come back. And God, turn the hearts of your people. You said you send Elijah before that day of the Lord. I'm not Elijah. I'm not claiming that. Never have, you know. I'm looking forward to meeting him if I live long enough, along with Enoch, because I believe those are the two witnesses. I believe we are right at the point of the introduction and annunciation of the Antichrist. You want to believe your bull sheet, S-H-E-E-T charts? And, oh, we've got to wait until the 7 years is up. That's horse manure. That's horse manure. Daniel's 70th week, you know. We've had Pastor Langford lay it out, others lay it out. And again, even some of the people that agree with me on 42 months, they say, we're not in the great tribulation. No, we're in the time of tribulations, plural. I don't know, Doug, if people would believe this, but if our cities, and when they will be overrun, when the destruction comes, the Deagle Report is talking about 2025, 100 million people in the United States left. And let me ask you a question. This is critical.
Mm-hmm.
When you saw the Deagle Report, were you able to accept it as true before COVID? And are you able to accept it now after COVID, the mandatory shutdown?
No and yes. Yeah, but not just because of COVID, because of everything else. So no, initially I looked at that and I thought, well, you know, that's okay. Yeah, I suppose that's based on certain projections and some pretty far out calculations. Maybe somebody used a slide rule that was a little bit askew, but okay. I wasn't losing any sleep over, but today, post, response to the Chinese party, coronavirus, the Chinese party, communist, party virus, the biological weapon that is that, again, the response to it. Yes, I can see it. And when they start arresting, people in parking lots, who are attending, the faith services, church services, Christian, services, and letting BLM members burn down, in the halls of justice. There's something ass backwards about that, terribly ass backwards about that. And one last thing, since, you know, we're getting each other riled up here, and I love it because, again, folks, you know, this is us, okay? I mean, this is me, Steve. You know, one thing, and I think I was about ready to say this during the, or before we got the cut off. You know, all of this happened. I will accept responsibility for all of this happening on my watch. Whether it be the homosexual, you know, normalizing homosexuality, the marriage, all of those things, taking God out of the school, taking God out of the county square. I will accept that. All right. But I am not going to allow I am not going to push this off, this problem off onto my kids or my grandchildren. I am not going to do that. And if I have to go out there and actually take a bullet or two or a baseball bat to the back of the head or a knife to the gut, I don't care, but I am not going to leave this mess of ungodliness, immorality, lack of spirituality, and everything that it brings for a future generation to clean up. Period. To you.
Well stated. And I'm at the age now of, you know, 69 times three. What does that make me? 207. You know, by mistake, by the speed of life. And I'll tell you what, you know, no one could ever say I ever knew the word neutral, meaning neutral as in a parked car or first gear. I only knew one speed. It was overdrive. Okay. And for a great part of my life, 3 years of backsliding, there was nothing more important in my life than hitting 225 miles an hour when, you know, hitting 200 was a big deal. And, you know, the Lord stepped me down one time and I said to a certain person, I won't even tell you who it was. I said, listen, I'm going to go rent the slot on the salt flats. You can go ahead and, you know, go race your car. And I'm going to rent something in the 800 to 900 horsepower range with the appropriate tires. And just once I'm going to hit my dream at 225 miles an hour. Okay. And I've been sub 200 and I mean sub 200. I mean, you know, a couple miles less than that. If any car people want to challenge me on, I can tell you what I had and you'll say, oh, he's not lying on that. The bottom line is that when you live at a certain speed, it ultimately catches up to you. It's caught up with me, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't regret anything because the same passion I had in those days for speed, and it was just something in me, is the same thing that the reason I have the lion and whatever over my right shoulder screen, whatever screen center it is, blah, blah, blah. I love that lion because it reminds me every time I get frightened and fearful and hear helicopters over my house, and see drones over my head, I say the righteous are as bold as lions. And if it weren't for your intercession, if it weren't for your prayers, if it wasn't for your financial support in supporting my company. I had a guy, Doug, send me a name. He used my last name, but it was a spoof name, you know, telling me I'm like a certain other radio host that sits behind a chair and gets fat. Well, that chicken poop, and he's chicken poop, or let's just you call it what it is, chicken sheet. S-H-E-E-T.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
I tried to respond to him, And basically in all his accusations, it was a, what's that called? A false address. You know, he just spoofed it. Well, I'm going to tell you something. All of the dumb clocks, C-L-U-C-K-S. That rhymes with the words that the left seems to use, are going to be either dead chickens or probably dead chickens. They're going to be roadkill, or they're going to turn on everybody else to buy a little bit more peace, a little bit more safety, not knowing that they're guaranteeing their first class ticket to hell. If I were still in the music world, and I've never been professional, I just like used to write, you know, pick up my guitars and strum songs, and I would call them sarcastic lyrics, but I would talk about that. I would sing a song of sixpence to all the fools that be. You better start changing your ways, or you're going to end up in hell for eternity. There you go. Someone take it, run with it.
Yeah, so, let me stop right there, because you mentioned something here, and people are going to—they may not understand, especially of our demographic. They may not understand what you just mentioned. I was talking with my wife the other day. And we were talking about a man and a woman, and I'm not going to go any further than that. And, I looked at her and I said, oh, so he's a clock minus the L. And she looked, and she looked at me and she said, huh? Would you call him? And so I said, here, and handed her the iPad, and I said, put it, that word in the search engine and look it up in the Urban Dictionary, just so you know what it stands for. But that's a perfect description of what you're saying. I just want to, because people, you know, again, people will say, well, I heard that wrong, or that's they take that cluck literally when it means something totally different, you know, so, and where you're being very, very kind by not using the actual word, which is not a bad word. It's common in the Urban Dictionary, but go ahead, sir.
Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, the reason I do that is for a little bit of shock effect, because the righteous, quote, religious terminology has produced fakes and phonies, okay? It's produced like, brethren, oh, you know, times are tough and our giving's down and we have to have $1 million a month and oh, jet fuel has become expensive. I want you to know, if you'll lay your hands on the TV, if you will send me $1,000, God will multiply it 7,000 times. My answer to those guys is, yeah, that just reiterates I'm a fool 7,000 times. Or, you know, certain preachers saying, if you don't tithe, you should be taken out in the backyard and you should be shot with an Uzi. Well, maybe that's why all the old churchyards had graveyards, okay? I don't think so, but it wouldn't surprise me. Get your eternal burial plot right now. I'm telling you, you normally get 6 feet, but I'm going to give you an extra 2 feet of dirt. I'm telling you, I'm going to even line your coffin with aluminum foil so that already your corpse won't get stewed when the microwave and the EMP. And brethren, I have a deal. I worked it out with Dead Cluck Mortuary. And they're going to give you the deal of a lifetime. So I want your name to be emblazoned on our wall of fools. Wall of fools. You got yourself a new plot. A new plot. Oh, let it be. Let it be. Let it be, brothers and sisters. Are you kidding me? Because what they're preaching will bring you death. If there is not the Lord Jesus Christ being uplifted, if there's not the Holy Spirit speaking of the living God, if there is not repentance, if there is not conviction, you don't have a real born-again experience. Quit allowing consensus to get you baptized in battery acid. Find a believing preacher, have him preach salvation to you, and ask the Lord, Lord, when I step into that water, I've been blind, I've been deaf, dumb, and stupid, but when I go into that water, Lord, as a sign of dying to self and being resurrected in newness of life, change the old me, bring out the new me. And you know, Doug, interesting, and I don't do this just because then people say, well, Steve Quayle baptized me. To my knowledge, outside of Whitestone and maybe a half a dozen cases, I believe in water baptism, but I don't believe water baptism is a necessity to get to heaven. Anybody tells you that's a heretic, the thief on the cross, well, that's an exception. Are you kidding me? And it shall come to pass that all who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved.
Yeah, I was told, I got to tell you this, when you were talking about, you know, send in the $1,000, it'll multiply seven times and such. I was told back 1985, I had a conversation with somebody just like you're talking about, who said, yeah, you need to be water baptized, number one. Number two, you need to send me X amount of dollars per month. Send us X amount of dollars per month. And you know, at Surge, I believed it. Okay. I mean, I believed all of that. That was a requirement in order for me to get, for salvation. And wow. 1985, I'm thinking. I remember this like it was yesterday. Can't remember what I had for lunch yesterday, but I remember that. So you're right. You're right. You're right. But the key right now is obedience, in my view, is obedience and repentance, isn't it? I mean, we should all be on our knees in repentance, and we should be listening and be obedient, is what I'm getting.
Right. And I want to say this. You and I caught flack because we didn't believe in Q. You and I, with flack came the attack. Yet what did Q do? And I want people to understand this. It let them shirk personal responsibility, personal confession that they were looking for the white knight. They were looking even to Trump to change things. It became apparent that even the swamp, President Trump, didn't even understand that the swamp wasn't out there. It was surrounded him and the closest people to him. And I'll say this, I could name names. The closest, think of the closest people. The closest people of them are already betraying him behind his back. Now, I'm not talking about Eric Trump, and I'm not talking about Don Jr. I want to make that clear. But the point is that each man seeks his own and not the things of God. Mm. I'm not giving Trump a pass on anything of his personal moral character, and I've shared this over and over and over. You think Trump is bad? Wait until the Epstein files come out. You'll find out that every freaking Democrat, including Supreme Court people, went to the island. Oh, and remember, Doug, when Judge Scalia was murdered? You and I were talking about it almost instantly within days. He was murdered, ladies and gentlemen. He was murdered.
Yeah. And of course, you can't talk about that because, my goodness, the family. How dare you disrespect the family's wishes? He had a heart attack. Well, yeah, okay. Everything. Look, in every death investigation, every homicide, well, every death investigation I've ever done, you treat the scene as a homicide until you can rule out homicide. That was treated like, Lord knows what it was treated like, but it wasn't that. It was anything but that. So, yes, you're correct. Go ahead, sir. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you didn't interrupt, and I just stepped away for a minute to turn on my air conditioner. Yeah, I mean, brother, I tell you people, those of you familiar with racing cars, you don't run premium. You have to run sometimes 130 octane or higher. There was a fuel additive. I used to have cases of it called Moroso. And I used to call it more speedo, okay? And you had to have, you know, all this stuff. You had to have a tight, and look, I'm not a mechanic, but in one period of my life, I said, okay, how much speed and what does it cost, okay? And I'm talking now, 25 years ago, maybe 30 years ago. Yeah, 30 years ago. So
in another 25 years, Steve, I'm going to tell you, another 25 years, you're going to be looking at hover rounds and you're going to be saying, hey, how fast can you make this damn thing go? Okay.
Yeah, I understand. At that point, brother, I'm already thinking, okay, I understand the speed of thought. And this is what Ben Rich, the former head of Lockheed Martin Skunk Works, said. He said, if you can imagine how fast telepathy is, that's how fast we have. It goes into quantum physics. It goes into being able to jump space at faster than the speed of light. Speed of light. I always talk about the speed of light. But the point is, Doug, let me get back to something. And this is really critical. Excuse me. When in 1992, when the Lord gave me that prophecy, by the way, I don't have one every day. I don't have one every year. I think I started to prophesy on one of your shows a couple of months ago, you know. So I want people to understand, I've never claimed to be a prophet. I am not a prophet. If people attribute that to me, I don't take it. I say, look, I've been called everything in the book, but I will tell you this. I have fruit to my faith all over the world. And if it wasn't for Doug's show, seriously, ladies and gentlemen, this is my major point of outreach to Christians all over the world. And I don't know, you know, what Eric's last count is, but I know this, Doug. I think I've counted 67 nations emailing me. Okay, 67 nations. People in Sweden so hungry for the Word of God. People in the Australian outback so hungry for the Word of God. People in Hong Kong. People in China. Yeah, China. People in Russia. People in Belarus. People in all the Kazakhstan countries. There are believers everywhere. Saudi Arabia, where it can cost you your life if you believe in Jesus. You know, I mean, I'm astonished at God. How wonderful. How magnificent. And there may be a famine the earth for food really soon. By the way, it follows famine the earth for lamb. But ladies and gentlemen, where else are you getting fed? Where else are you getting the reality? And you can look back and listen, I want to say something. If you believed in Q more than Jesus, repent and say, Lord, forgive me. Because to those who are believing, and I'm not going to give that sign. I was going to use a certain sign on my, it could be taken wrong. But to those who lean on the long arm of the flesh, the Word of God has a lot to say. It can't deliver you. Woe unto those who lean on the arm of the flesh. We have yet, as Christians, to appropriate the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, discernment. Pray above all for discernment. 25 years when I started on talk radio, 26 now, I guess, when I started on talk radio. And by the way, I was on 4 years before that as a guest on just about everybody's show, it seemed like. The thing is that I made the statement then, and I stand by it now. Take what I said to the Lord in prayer. And there are people that told me to go, you know what, myself, you know, 20 years ago, that sent me emails and say, you know, I said some horrible things about you. And I say, I forgive you, and God bless you. And then they want to be my friend. I can't do that. I have purposed in my heart, okay, to forgive and forget. Now, there are people that I've done that to that keep basically wanting to, you know, trash the fear porn at a Christian, quote, spiritual conference and the doomers. If I hear that from anybody, and I'm telling you this, if I hear it from anybody, I completely write them off for good. I'll tell you why. That tells me that they don't have discernment. That tells me that they're not listening to the Holy Ghost. That tells me they don't even care to listen to the Holy Spirit. I got nothing against anybody personally, but I want nothing to do with them from this point forward. Ladies and gentlemen, if someone will betray you now, you know, what's going to happen? If you look at Britain, if you look at Germany, if you look at Australia, if you look at what's happening, it's dial-a-think. Dial 1-800-BETRAYAL. Jesus said they're going to betray us. Who? Members of our own household, the household of faith, the household within our own family. And that's why we got to cover them. Ladies and gentlemen, in Jesus' name, I plead with you today. And I'm pleading. Time is running out. And Doug, I said this at the beginning of the show. God bless you for today. But today was a watershed moment. We, Doug and I, have to give you maximum reality in the sense that we can give it. One, the investigator. Two, the watchman. And ladies and gentlemen, I know. I'm the one that's spoken this word more than anybody on talk radio. The night comes when no man can work, Jesus said. And I'm telling you, the twilight of our freedom, the twilight of our existence, mass murder is on the way. This isn't fear porn. This isn't doom porn. Read what those bastards have to say. If they'll try and kill the president, if they're talking about overthrowing the president, if the deep state has done everything, treasury, treason, sedition, what will they do to us? I think President Trump said that. They're not just coming after me. They're coming after you. I love what Doug said, and remember this, lead and copper in the right combination, or total copper, is a precious metal. I will say, and I'm sorry I didn't say this earlier, the only thing you'll be able to hold is what God enables you to hold, or what you're willing to die for to hold. And if you're not willing, for freedom's sake, for your children's sake and your grandchildren, I look at my grandchildren, I look at my little granddaughter. I look at my 16-year-old granddaughter. I look at, I look at my grandsons. I look at my own kids. My own kids have grown up with, I would call this, Armageddon Central. That would be moi. But they can never say they never heard. They can never say they weren't warned. I can't live my children's lives for them. And I never did, by the way. I wanted them to see what I saw. I wanted them to hear what I heard. So when I'm gone, I'm sure they'll, you know, if they're still alive and not gone with me, they'll sit around and tell good old dad stories. You remember when dad said this? I could care less about that. I care about, are they preparing now? Are you preparing now? The greatest revelation I've had on Doug's show. Thank you, Doug, again. Thank those of you who support Doug. Thank those of you who pray for Doug. Look, if you can't hear my heart, I would guess you don't have one. Oh, shut up. Just shut up. Don't get on the devil demon boards and go, take it to the Lord in prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you this. You better take it serious. I want to go back to No Trains Will Run, Doug. This is from my friend in Texas, WP. A friend of mine who works for the BNSF, Burlington Northern, whatever, Freight Railroad, said a memo came out to them last weekend stating the following. That beginning immediately that the three routes the railroad has come through our area, the three routes that go through his area, would be combined into one, and it would only run at night. The other kicker is that the customers no longer have a scheduled date when they get receipt. They only get what is en route to them when it shows up. I want everybody to put on their Tom Terrific magic funnel hat. If you don't know who Tom Terrific is, go look up Tom Terrific. Captain Kangaroo. The big box store is getting ready to have a major shakeup in that department. Managers are about to be cut in half. And this will also affect other positions. It appears that most will no longer have specific shifts. That means they're out of business. Okay, let me take a drink here, Doug. If you want to comment on this, I need a drink.
No, go ahead and take a drink. I just want to say this. You know, Steve is the one that I owe Steve everything, and I mean that in terms of this platform. I want to be very clear about this. If it weren't for Steve Quayle, I would not be doing what I'm doing. And I want to thank him publicly for allowing or for bringing me to this point, which has allowed me to continue. And so thank you publicly, Steve Quayle. It's, he needn't thank me. You needn't thank me, Steve. Again, going back to what you said earlier, it's, me to thank you. So, but continue with the no trains, the trains.
Hey, now I want everybody to think about this, okay? And here's what I know. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I can't know anything. It's the people who God brings into my life. A man has nothing except he received from God. Now, when I write, you know, books like Jesus the Premise, the Promise, or I'm interviewed in Daniel Holding's Midnight Strikes, Daniel called me the other day, Doug, and he said, I can't believe it, Steve. He said, I mean, you know, we were talking about this almost a year ago when I interviewed you at length, and now it's coming to pass, now it's coming to pass, now it's coming to pass. And I said, Daniel, think back when you wrote the fiction. Ah, I said, God gave it to you in fiction form. God gave it to me in real form, and now he's brought the two together. So I want people to consider, Doug, why would they only run, and this is a question for you, why would they only run trains at night?
Oh, to me, it's really simple. If I'm going to move something that I really don't want people to see, I do it when people are sleeping and not really, you know, paying attention and under the cover of darkness. Am I right?
Bingo. Five stars. And if those of you couldn't figure this out. Now, I want everyone to think of this. Years ago, a lot of us, and kudos are owed to so many people that watched the prison transport cars, the ones that were side railed, the ones that the people that worked in the factory, Gunderson Steel, that was actually doing the shackles in the prison cars. If you were going to move people at night in prison cars, they'd know that the railroad would come through at a scheduled time, but they certainly wouldn't hear the screams, if there were any screams to hear. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing with the railroad uniquely links up with FEMA camps being activated. They're being activated. They are active. They are active. So, Doug, and Doug gets the, you know, four gold stars. Four gold stars. The idea of moving people after hours and moving military machinery, and let me share this, I better not pound the table. The reason why the railroads are doing that is in the nefarious realm, but in the practical realm, there's no goods coming in. There's no goods coming in from China land. The ships, et cetera, that bring stuff in from Laos, Cambodia, Southeast Asia, and other points around the planet, most of them have been brought to a standstill. Baltic Dry Index. There are specific maps and go out and see how many ships are at sea at any given time. You know, it's just like following something on any of the aircraft tracking sites in real time. They have the same thing in the maritime world. So, ladies and gentlemen, will we sit back waiting for another broadcast on the internet as our brethren are led to their slaughter? Just like the Lutheran Church did at the rise of the Nazis. And by the way, it's my contention, Doug, and you remember this, I make the contention, I stand by the contention, that we, the United States, did not win World War II, the Nazis did. Everything from the drug industry, the banking industry, the aerospace industry, even the weapons development industry, the high energy physics, was brought by German scientists into the United States under Operation Paperclip and other stealth modes of bringing people in. Even Dr. Ishii, look it up, Unit 731, famous tyrant in Japan who basically was biological weapons experiments, live vivisections, everything. He was brought in the United States under a given name and, you know, lived out his life in the United States, World War II. So many World War II criminals were introduced into our society, and as I said, Empire Beneath the Ice rules the world. And they just found, by the way, a submarine frozen in the Antarctic. Oh, gee. Oh, golly. Oh, swell. Ladies and gentlemen, we are approaching now the time you've been warned about. Enough evidence, all the different operational plans of the military. We're talking about the next shutdown coming, Doug, and this is what I'm being told. We're going to go there next. The next shutdown is a multi-month shutdown. I must protest that. The minute they start talking about, we hit the streets. Nonviolent, okay? Nonviolent. The first shots are fired, we chase them, and we take them out. Because they're already planning to take me out, okay? They're already planning to take you out. They've tried unsuccessfully on both of us. That's not melodrama. So when you hear cockroaches bitching against us, the insecticide, understand, take them for what they are. Cockroaches. Cockroaches. They're the pest, worthy answer, but only by the grace of God. We are fighting a war of insect-like creatures. Unfortunately, they run on two legs and jeep, 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 jeep. You know, I'm not going to apologize. I'm through apologizing. And you know, one of the things I wish I would have done, I didn't, and I should have. Since everybody seems to want to call out us by name, and I'm talking about people that are absolutely, bearing false witness against us, that were pedophiles, that were this, that were that. I ain't nobody taking on somebody like Craig Sawyer that dedicates his life to rescuing children from trafficking. Ladies and gentlemen, you can go watch the Biden Chronicles right now. Do you think pedophiles in Hollywood aren't, I can't say that, aren't utilizing their adult-sized diapers? Do you think that, you know what I almost said? Oh, that's a horrible man. Listen, people have got to wake up. Now I want to share something. I have multiple sources. I didn't seek them out. They sought me out, okay? Again, God's word to me. If you'll warn my people, I'll bring the people to you that know. I said, God, I live in Montana, you know? And do you think God is geographically challenged? But here's coming in from a different source. Military air surveillance assets are being put in motion, in use over some U.S. cities that are being targeted by insurrection commies. That's 50 to 100 of them. Okay. When you see even piston-driven or propeller-driven aircraft circling and circling and circling and circling, and you see ground troops with those airplanes that are circling and circling and circling, guess what? They're locating, identifying their targets, and they're familiarizing the troops with any nuance that they might not have anticipated. Obviously, you're on a four-wheeler on steroids, and there's a giant gully between you and your target. We got to figure a way around the gully. That's what they're doing. They're pre-targeting us. When we sent the census to everybody's home in America that was a gun owner years ago, Greg Evenson warned about it. He said, it's yard farming. The military's on record. U.S. Air Force, they'll bomb U.S. citizens. And they wanted it right at the front door.
That's
May
right.
God produce a group of people that the angels are there before their missiles. Okay, so I want to read this, Doug. I'm sorry, I interrupt myself.
No, go.
Military air surveillance assets are being put in motion and used over some U.S. cities that are being targeted by insurrection commies. Local regional law enforcement are very uptight about anyone that may be an aggressor or behaving suspiciously. In other words, they're on guard against attacks on police. Commie Twitter owner now taking down sites that offer intel info on what really is going on, but they are fully supportive of all commie usage. Remember what I said, who owns them? The Chinese. Mill, who are part of DHS, are having leaves canceled, preparing for CONUS duty. CONUS, C-O-N-U-S, means Continental U.S. It sure looks like stuff being put in place ready for Insurrection Act. Info, at least, Jesus is Lord, will keep ears on and on lookout for telltale. Two of my major sources, this brother in the Lord, hey, guess what? Another guy with titanium testicles. Oh, that's so offensive. You know, go drink a Gerber's.
Soy latte.
Huh?
Soy latte.
Yeah, there you go. Have your latte. And don't forget to dunk your donut. We'll keep ears on and on the lookout for telltale. This man has had more threats on his life. They've tried to kill his wife multiple times. And when they start messing with your family, all bets are off. All bets are off. You better fight for your family. You better take the Nehemiah charge. Fight for your wives. Fight for your little ones. Build what God is building in your life, but fight for them. Passivity is the absolute denial of faith. The best example of that is the weenie, and Jesus didn't call that, the unprofitable servant who went and hid his talents. I knew that the Lord was a hard man, and I just, blah, 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 blah. You know? This will go down as probably my most animated. Look.
I love it. This is good.
Here's the thing, Doug, too. Okay, that's one person. Here's a person that's out of the country. They've tried to kill him 10 times. The last time, he's still, 1 year later, is still recuperating, learning to walk. Learning to walk. They smashed this guy up at 50 miles an hour on a motorcycle when he was a crosswalk. And you'd be surprised who ordered the hit on him. The same organization that the Pope represents. Here's what's coming in off the hot wires. This is the wires where they talk stuff behind their back. Well, I can't find that on a Yahoo or a Yahoo or a, no, I can't say that, on a Faces of Death book post. Quail just makes this stuff up. When you have the drones of your head, remember that. When you're on a train headed someplace because you think you can hide out, you can't hide out. You cannot run from it. You run to it. You run to it. And somebody said, well, I'll probably get killed. I said, listen, God has a way of keeping those on the front line alive.
Didn't we see that during the, or didn't Israel see that during the Six-Day War?
Yes.
Okay. Right, where tanks were virtually invisible, or I don't recall the exact details, but I mean, we saw God's veil of protection over the righteous in battle many times.
But it's not assumed. It has to be appropriated by faith. Okay.
Amen.
Now, here's and somebody, I think you and I may have asked or talked about this or on maybe a private briefing. I want to share something, ladies and gentlemen. This Friday's private briefing, available to only those who sign up for video on demand for the conference coming up on the 16th and 17th, is going to be a barn burner. I think, Doug, if I'm not mistaken, we only have, what, three more or two more after Friday night. We only have
after Friday.
Yep. And excuse me. And so it's September 24th. That's 6 days left and, you know, whatever, 30 days has September, blah, 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 blah. And then 15 days because it starts Friday the 16th, ends Saturday the 17th. And I'm telling you what, there are some tremendous presentations. And I exclude myself from that statement. This isn't this kind of a thing, you know. It's not a pat yourself on the back. I mean, I love Gerald Celente's boldness. I absolutely like Mike Adams's presentation because, listen, I told Mike, I said, tell the people what you would tell them. I want a double-barrel shotgun approach. Look, a lot of people are going to be taking on the things that are seen that are absolutely problematic. I think Dave Hodges got 10 subjects, and kudos to Dave on his latest exposure on what's happening to Australia, what's happening to New Zealand, what's happening to Great Britain. And there was one other nation in the new grouping, Canada, okay? And the thing is that, ladies and gentlemen, they're all yielding pretty much, or have yielded, to the Chinese influence, with the exception of Great Britain. There are so many secret treaties. Well, how can you know there are secret treaties? The cry of the babies goes out because the people that were present when they were signed happened to tell me so. Listen, here's this. This just came in at what time? Yeah, I don't know, 6:35 my morning, which would have put Southeast Asia time 12 hours ahead of that. We are coming up to martial law as well as the removal of paper money to cards only. This will roll out in USA, Europe, and China first, other areas to follow. We are also coming up to the time of the extreme lockdown and obvious panic and anger this will bring. A multitude of reasons will be given, but to all I advise, if they had ammo, buy more and pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Also, there are messages about you're going to love this, the alien invasion force, which will bring the virus answer, another prelude to another virus. And to bring pressure on those yet not bowing down to the beast. Things are coming hot and heavy now, and I expect the pace to continue to increase as we approach the election. Ladies and gentlemen, again, both of these sources that I'm just quoting in just in the last, whatever, 10 minutes. And Doug, hey, I'm looking at my clock. I promise you, at my computer clock, it's 11:11.
11:11.
That's double 11, meaning it's the 11th hour and the second signature on it. You know, I care about one thing, and that's the souls of the people that listen to us. I care about the protection of the people that listen to us. I don't know, I don't believe anybody is, and I'm saying whoopee. I'm saying this is what God has had me do. Steve, intercede for my people. Intercede for those that I brought to you. Intercede, intercede, intercede. And the people that intercede for me, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't intercede for anybody. I'm sorry, I wouldn't. But the point is, God is changing me because you're praying for me. God is protecting Doug because you're praying for him. And look, here's the thing. Jesus stated, if I've told you earthly things, you believe me not. How can I tell you heavenly things? Probably one of the second most used scriptures I've ever used in my entire life. Meaning there's two realms. Quote Ephesians 6 until you turn into a turnip, purple with anger. But then realize, God, show me what that means, because everything there is invisible. But that everything there that's invisible is going to soon manifest on earth visibly. 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 We're going to fight battles, those of us who are left alive, if we're left alive. Look, I have watched people I love go to be with the Lord early. I don't understand it, except he takes the just to spare him from the times that are coming. You know, I think Greg Evenson, I didn't want him to die at the time he died. I prayed, as you prayed for him. Bruce York, I mean, his family and his group, his fellowship, House of Prayer, I think they interceded for 2 years, and those people have faith.
Yep.
I can't answer the questions that are beyond my realm. But while you have breath, listeners, supporters, intercessors, I can pray for you. And I can pray for you. And the power of the prayers I pray when they're anointed, and I'm making that caveat, will carry on to anybody that sees or hears this broadcast long after I'm gone. That's how you know the Word of God. The Word of God is as real as when it was penned. It's the Gospels, the epistles, they carry the same power, but it all moves by faith. It all moves by faith.
You know, I don't know, Steve. I don't get visions. I don't get downloads from God. But you know, there's this little voice inside of me right now telling me that what you just said, I can envision a time in the future when somebody who has downloaded this particular episode for whatever reason and saved it on a hard drive and maybe a you know, thumb drive or whatever is going to see this and it's going to change whatever it's going to change them to hit their knees at the time when it's needed most. So I believe your words. I'm not talking a month from now, and I'm not talking a year from now. I'm talking, you know, longer than that, perhaps, or in the compression of time, maybe not, but nonetheless, I believe it's going to change the heart and mind of somebody, or somebody's plural. I believe that. And I don't know. I just have that voice in my head saying, yeah, your words today, this is going to change.
You know, the Ephesians 6 talks about our feet. Ephesians 6 talks about our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. That's why there's no war. Look, Satan is coming, okay? Satanicus Tyrannicus. He's coming. His minions are already declaring it. And Eric, would you put up, if you would, please, that graphic I sent? Because I'm going to segue into something that's really important. I sent Eric for Doug's show today. I sent him a graphic by one of the major Hollywood studios, and I didn't figure this out. And does he have it?
Yeah, he showed it to me. He said, "I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do with this."
If you could put it up, and I'll talk until it goes up.
Okay.
For over the decades that I've written about fallen angels and giants, Tom Horn told me something I didn't know. He said, "Steve, I don't think you know this, but Chuck Missler said you changed the history of understanding Bible myths." Chuck went to be with the Lord, you know, years ago. And he said that I had been a source for him. And I said, "Are you kidding me?" I meet with not doubt, but you know, I just thank the Lord because I have no idea, Doug. I have no idea the effect I'll have. Okay. But I do know this, that what I'm going to show you on the image, it's a major Hollywood studio and it's a mountain. You all recognize it. Someone else came up with it and kudos to whoever did. Then Daniel Holdings if you will, imaged it. So, you know, there's no quote, issues, you know. What I want people to understand is when I term the word Hollywood, Hellywood, they have been prepping the world for the arising and the arrival of Antichrist. Science fiction has been science preparation. You've already been indoctrinated, inculcated, and impressions have been made on your subconscious. So when these things happen, you'll have a basis of accepting them because science fiction used to be a way to cover the truth and just dismiss it as, oh, that's out there someplace. Excuse me a minute. I'm going to sneeze. I'm sorry.
And God bless you.
Okay. And Eric, will you leave this up, please, for a while?
Yes.
I've been challenged over the years of what does that giant stuff have to do with Jesus and all this? Quayle should be preaching the gospel. He's watering it down. When Jesus said, just as in the days of Noah, so would be the coming of the days would be similar to the coming of the Son of Man. Hollywood subliminal programming. This specific logo of a major Hollywood studio features 22 stars falling from heaven who circle and then rest in a semicircle around the mountain. In the book of Enoch, we read that 22 fallen angels, the watchers, met on Mount Hermon and made a pact to conspire against humanity. The devil is arrogant and boastful, and he will tell you exactly what he is doing before he does it. The mountain and those 22 falling stars represent the watchers, and the truth is that those fallen angels have never stopped subliminally infecting mankind. Their work is almost complete. Now, I did not write that, okay? And this is a very familiar, and if you know the logo, you see it in the theaters, you know? And what's important for people to understand is this, is that the fallen angels taught mankind every evil to how to turn against God, from abortion and from every other aspect of evil that they've launched upon the world. They taught cannibalism. Their offspring were cannibals. Their sexual appetites, we can't use that word. Are you kidding me? The LGBTQ, XYZ, whatever else of combinations of letters there be, it's all about sex. It's all about ritual magic, R-I-T-U-A-L, magic, M-A-J-I-C-K. It's all about pedophilia. It's all about abortion. The Christians never figured it out. The Christians, even God bless the people that were on Operation Blessing. I think it was Randall, I forget his name, the guy that drew the attention of the world to the abortion. And now we've got a brother who filmed the babies and their parts being dissected and sold, and he's being sued. Where are we on our knees for that, brother? Where are we with our money? And by the way, I put my money where my mouth is. I truly do. If I'm asking you to help widows and orphans and veterans, I'm helping them too.
Believe me, I can verify that. Not that you need verification, folks. I can verify that. And you know, it's funny because, you do so much, folks. Steve does so much that you'll never hear about. He'll never say a word. I mean, he will never say a word. But he's changed the lives and helped out so many people in so many different ways. And I want to say thank you. But you know, that's all of our duties if we have the means. And that this is just so everyone knows our platform here. Okay, we do the same thing. We tithe to those in need, directly to the widows, directly to the, should I say the cliche phrase, widows and orphans, but that's who we tithe to, directly to help them, to pay their real estate taxes so they don't get kicked out on the street. That's what we do. And that's what Steve does. And more. A lot more. All right. Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing, Doug. I have to lead by example. And I'm not saying I'm a leader. I've said to the Lord, I said, God, I just want to hang out like Gideon the wine press. Maybe Gideon knew if he just hung out in the wine press, you know, he wouldn't have to deal with the invaders. And basically, he could drink a lot of wine. Now, I want people to understand, I'm not sanctioning that. The tequila was a joke, okay? But neither am I self-righteous. If somebody sits down, I'm not going to accuse. But if someone's drinking bottles of wine and they're basically alcoholic and they think they're, what is it, sipping saints, that's between them and God. I'm not going to argue. Wine in the New Testament was wine. Or else Paul wouldn't say, be not drunk with wine in excess. I understand there are Church of God people that absolutely are at odds with me over that. Look, here's the deal. When people understand that it was the fallen angels, that's the premise that God launched me on. Someone who really knew what they were doing, they found the Bible codes on me. Every single passage where my name showed up under equidistance letter sequence, he was involved with giants, was involved with spiritual warfare, and I'm told, seriously, I won't tell you what it is, but I'm told in the world of hell, and all the people that want me dead, that they call me something, and they call it the giant blank, okay? So, you know, all I'm telling you is this, ladies and gentlemen, I can rest in my calling. I can rest in my calling. I can also rest in the word God gave me, that God would give me better friends than I choose for myself if I look to him. I have sucked. I have failed. I have beat myself up under mistakes I made. One of the biggest mistakes was looking for an individual prodigy And God finally corrected me just months ago, and I said it on Hagman and Hagman. He said, Steve, you will never know until you get to glory how many people are, if you will, the people you've passed your mantle onto. I want to define a mantle. My mantle is simple. It's simple. Getting people to understand the majesty of God. I can't do without the Holy Spirit. To get people to understand that God can only be in the sense of wow, the wonder of his word. I can't know anything except the Lord reveal it, but I can tell you this. God revealed to me a revelation of tears that's never been given to anybody else on earth. That why there's weeping and gnashing in hell is because your tears are like the ultimate storage memory. And you don't just get to forget the past and just go into soul sleeping and, gee, let bygones be bygones. There's a reason why the righteous, every tear we've ever prayed is stored up, every tear, I'm sorry, we've ever shed, whether it's through prayer or just life's experiences, that's stored up in bottles. It's holy to God. Because you know what that means? That means the sum total of our emotional existence, our physical existence, our visual existence, our audio existence, our thought existence that drove those tears, our precious Lord. Jesus redeemed us from that. And it's precious. And because of the blood of the Lamb, because of the supernatural gifting of Almighty God to us who receive him as Jesus Lord, it's poured out on the throne of God as a sweet savor. Because you know what that said? Jesus saved us to the uttermost. Contrast that with hell. There's weeping and gnashing of teeth where the worm dieth not. That means they were never regenerated by the Spirit of God. That means the worm of sin is still with them. That means the agony, no ecstasy, the agony will be with them for eternity. I'm telling you, Doug, that was one of the most powerful revelations ever given to me. Now, why would I share that with you? Because God wanted me to impart, and I guess you'd say charge, told me to tell people this, excuse me, that your tears are precious to him. Do you weep over this nation? Or do you just take it with a grain of salt? If you're taking it with a grain of salt, that salt has lost its savor. You're going to be trampled underfoot, unless God delivers me, you, and us. I mean, the Chinese armies are here. They're already here. The United Nothings, that's what I call the UN, the World Hell Organization, has entered into the greatest fraud with Dr. Fauci, that's Fauci, the CDC, Center for Disease Creation. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not a federal government. It is a private enterprise. It has nothing to do with anybody. It's like the Federal Reserve. It has nothing to do with the word federal. The point that I'm trying to get is we are subjected to elaborate hoax. That hoax is from the father of all lies. That's why my passion is for whatever time I have. You should be able to read the lines between the lines when I say for whatever time I have left. I hope you can see that. You are, to the degree that any word that I've ever spoken, I'm talking anointed word, I'm not talking about the word of man, the rhema, the Ruach HaKodesh, if to those of you that like the Hebrew words, the very breath of life, the pneuma of the Greek, from which we get the word pneumatica, pneumonia, all that stuff. Notice this, we don't have many words in English language that start with pneuma. Think about it, P-N-E-U-M-A. We got pneumonia, we've got pneumatic, we've got maybe a couple more. I think I did a study one time, and I could only come up with maybe half a dozen or
air.
10.
It's all air. Yeah. So it's all related to air air. Period.
Breath, the breath of life.
Right.
So here's the deal, Doug. When you speak, Doug Hagman, you're speaking as an oracle God. Look, I know you. You fight your own sense of self-worth. You ask the same questions, why me, God? I mean, I know Doug, you know, and you know me. And we both basically go, Lord, are you sure you got the right guys? It's not false humility. It's not false humility. Doug Hagman, as a private investigator, never set out to have a radio program and have a platform in which people would come and tell the truth. I guarantee you told me that.
Yeah.
I never set out to be on talk radio at all. I got to live in obscurity for, I don't know, maybe 10 years being on talk radio, maybe 15 years. And I didn't even want to show my face on TV. Podcast. I wanted to be recorded because I didn't even want that out there, you know, because, and there's multiple reasons, but I wanted to live in obscurity. Romy Zarek, God bless her, praying, interceding. She said, "Hey, Steve, guess what? The Lord showed me, this is a true statement. He showed me you on a stage, and there would be thousands of people worldwide watching. And you know what my result or my reaction was? I should bring her on and let her tell the story. I said to her, Romy, that will not happen. I can guarantee you. Now, listen to this. I'm the last guy in the world that wants that publicity, contrary to my critics.
I seem to remember, maybe not that specific conversation, but I seem to remember that sentiment from you.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell Romy, she gets to live in the woods, rightly so. She gets to live out of the public eye. That woman was so amazing in her supernatural walk with Jesus. I believe you honor those. I believe you give credit to whom credit is due. I believe, and she was so involved in the West Coast, the ministry of the Holy Ghost, until religious, jealous, hateful Christians started to do her in and her husband. Doug, you know what the clearest sign of God moving in your life, my life, and the lives of others are? Criticism.
Sure.
Jesus said they hated him without a cause. They'll hate us. The Lord said, blessed are you when all men speak evil of you for my name's sake. I'm smiling, but believe me, I can only smile now. I used to go, God, you said, Lord, can I be less blessed in that realm? And, you know, here's the deal, though. The love of Jesus for those we get to minister to, we can't generate that. Only the Holy Spirit of the living God can implant that in people's lives. I had an idea. It failed. I thought a protege would be a single individual. I never entertained in my mind that there were people that would be carried on. And I know a statement Derek Prince made. Derek Prince made the statement while he was still alive, and he said, God, when I die, and basically it was kind of a statement saying, who cares what happens to it? You know, just take it. And, you know, he set up Derek Prince Ministries in that would follow him after his life. And then I made a statement. I said, Derek Prince's ministry will be more effectual in the last days than it ever would be leading up to the last days. Derek's minister all the world. He was a mighty man of God. He prayed for me, laid hands on me. And people that are in that ministry, some don't like me. And I said, I don't care, you know. Here's the thing. The man with the experience in the living God will be hated by those. They will be jealous over that. I've had people email me, why would God do that to you? You know what your mouth is. Or there's a guy named Mark, and his last name starts with an M. The most hateful man I have ever met in Christendom. The most hateful, self-righteous man. Look, I got enemies. They're powerful. But this is a supposed believer. I sent him an email the other day. I said, disappear. I'm through embracing the devil's hind parts. I'm through holding back. I'm through trying to, in any way, set the easily offended at ease. If you're easily offended, don't listen to Hagman's show. If you're easily offended, please don't go on my website. Please don't go on my website. I'm pleading with you. If you think that we sit around at the cost of our life, at the cost of our wife's life, at the cost of our children's life, and Doug was with me through all that period, if you think that we're doing this quote-unquote to sell that, listen, we both fund our own ministries, and some of you have been gifted and to the sisters, and God bless those of you who have stepped up. God bless Ed. God bless Gary. God bless the people. Carol, I mean, God bless you all. God bless those of you who have supported me. God bless you, Barb K. I'm making sure it's Barb K. The bottom line is that there are so many people out there that have been a wonderful blessing. John Kyle and his wife, Linda, have prayed for me every single day of their life since they even first became aware of me. And that's in years, like actually decades. I can't even imagine that. Romy has covered my life with her life. She's done to me what I did to others. I used to make a deal with God, Doug. This is a true story. I said, Lord, take 1 year off my life if you'll just heal that person. Well, guess what? I'm older than Methuselah. That, if you understand what that means. I can't bargain with my life. Finally, the Lord corrected me. He said, Steve, Jesus paid the price. I'm going to make each year of your life count. And I said, well, that's good, Lord, because we both know my attitude sucks. I have never declared anything other than that I have a bad attitude. People say, well, get over it. You get over it. You come walk where Doug Hagman walks. You come walk where I walk. You come walk the walk instead of talk the talk. You know,
But they're going to have to do this. See, yeah, Steve, yeah. Now, and forgive me for interrupting, now they're going to be in that same position because of what's happening, because of the city's burning, because, hey, you know, are you be prepared to F and die today. You know, that was said to the cops, the police, but now it's meant for us, and not just by the rioters, but by others. So they're going to have to walk in those shoes too. Go ahead.
Say, or they're going to deny Jesus.
Or they're going to, that's right. Jesus. That's right.
I'm going to tell you something. When God gave me the vision of the future and told me he hit it, and only as it's shortly to come to pass would he release it. If you notice, I look up and say, thank you, Jesus. I saw the betrayal, just never applied it to my own life. I saw how many people are going to hell. I saw the living word of the living God come to pass. Path that leads to eternal life is narrow, straight and narrow, and few there be that find it. I hear the talk about revival. I came out of the revival of the Jesus 60 or the late 69 through 72. I am a Jesus revival. In those days, I loved being called a Jesus freak. And when Barry McGuire, the author of The Eve of Destruction, maybe not the author, but the one who made the song famous, when he was asked and he told us, I had Barry come to Bozeman, Montana, and he spoke to the university. And then he also one of the biggest car dealerships in Montana in those days had him witness and sing at their Christmas party. And there were some hard dudes at that party, but I watched some of the smartest aleck, smartest assed people basically start to weep when he started talking about, you know, people used to accuse me of being on the Jesus bandwagon, but he said to his critics, he said, your wagon's going nowhere. My wagon leads to eternal life. And he said it was such anointing. I'll never forget that. I absolutely want people to understand something. The amount of prayer I get, this makes me nuts. Okay. I'm going, God, you're calling people in foreign lands to pray for me. I said, God, what do they see? I once said, Doug, and I've said this, and I'm not apologizing for it. I just was really stupid to say it, okay? That's not an apology. Maybe it's a mea culpa. I said, Lord, I wouldn't cross the street to listen to me. And God said, they're not crossing the street to listen to you, Steve. They're crossing the street to listen to me. I said, God, there are people that pray right. There are people that go to church. There are people that do everything right that a Christian should do. And I said, Lord, I'm on the opposite of that. I love you, Jesus, but God, I can't hang out in churches, especially when they denigrate your name or they talk about the power of God and all they have is the power of gossip. I can't go there. You know, I said, Lord, I just can't go there. He said, you don't have to. I'm sending you in the highways and byways and compelling my people, God's people, not mine. They're his people. I remind him of that all the time. I say, God, they're your people. He says, yes, but the ones I placed under you are your responsibility. I said, God, I don't want the responsibility. And Doug, this is what I want people to understand. This is a watershed moment. We are, you know, less than whatever, 40 days away from the election, whatever it is. Revolutions in the land, communist revolutions in the land. Everything you've known is taken away. It will never be again. The food used to have a selection. I said this on your show, and I believe it was one of the most anointed things I've ever said. The word selection no longer exists. It will be what's available. You should be able to go to a restaurant and read a menu, and they would have seafood, they would have poultry, they would have steak, they would have vegan dishes, they would have salads, dessert, everything. All disappearing. Somebody says, how can you make that statement? What, 160,000 restaurants now are in danger of closing down? I put a website, link on my website today. The hospitality industry, that means hotels and the support industries, two-thirds of them won't make it. And then I put a note on, and this is what you've got to understand. They won't make it in the public world, but they will be used as forward barracks for the troops that are invading the United States. And many of the hotels, I have hotel workers right now emailing me that thugs, their words, are coming in to some of the most expensive hotels on the East Coast, on the West Coast, and somebody's picking up the tab. The average person who's out there, who's really making an effect for Antifa or Black Lives Matter, especially Antifa, is getting $1,000 a day. Doug, $1,000 a day.
Wait, say that one more time. Say that again. Who's get? Did Antifa. I hear that right?
Yep. The standard people get 500, the other ones get 1,000. I'm talking about the pros, the ones right. You see unloading U-Haul trucks, okay? I'm not talking about brain-dead college students or, virtual world idiots, VWIs. Right. But that's what's going on, and I can tell you this, there's big bucks. I want to say something again.
Say this, because there is an investigator I belong to groups, news groups, that are not available to the public. This stuff is not on the internet. Law enforcement sensitive documents that U-Haul that, you just mentioned. Okay. They are looking at the money behind that. And that $1,000 figure that you just said corresponds with a message that came in earlier today, about that very same issue. So I don't know if that's a validation, like you don't need it, but there it is.
I think the word that we're looking for isn't validation. It's confirmation.
Confirmation. Yeah, there
it's
you go.
Confirmation about the two or three witnesses. I'll tell you another interesting thing. Jesus said there'd be earthquakes in diverse places. I say it's interesting that a lot of the earthquakes are happening in perverse places. I'm not adding to the word of God. I'm just applying the word of God. For the first time in history, starting in Papua New Guinea, we're having triple earthquakes in the 6.9, 6.8. They don't show up on the USGS because they're gagged. They show up on the reports of the ESMC. Every time that happens, I have a sister that monitors those things and takes screenshots for me. Thank you. God bless you, Bieta. The thing is this. In fours, there's sevens. A lot of them are triple sevens that are intentionally downplayed. People need to just look up the number seven in scripture. It's not a Vegas great number, but it's a number that, on dice you win. Well, I want people not to cast the dice. I want them to understand the dice are already cast in their favor. Remember what they cast lots for? Jesus' garment. Jesus laid down that garment, and he was crucified naked on the cross for my sins. Yet they cast lot. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why God has already set the odds in your favor. And it's not odds. While the world bets on odds, God bets on statements of fact, okay? The word of the Lord says this, when God absolutely esteems his word above his name, I hope people that understand it, because Jesus is the word of God. And Doug, another thing you've been talking about, if people saw, we've all seen 6-6, we're seeing all that, but the triple sevens is my opinion. Here's why they're downplaying the magnitudes. Sometimes they're over sevens, like in Papua New Guinea. And if you want to see an interesting thing happening, years ago on one of Doug's first broadcasts, Stan Deo and I were on together talking about what happens when the methane starts to unfreeze. What happens? And literally there was and you can look it up, Papua New Guinea, the day the sea caught fire, okay? Papua New Guinea, the day the sea caught fire. The methane, due to an earthquake and due to a tidal wave, the methane came out of solid state in the gas state, and the friction of the sand and the coral generated a spark, and the sea caught fire. methane holes are blowing up all over Siberia, different places around the world. And even methane is starting to bubble. And there are guys who measure this, scientists in Seattle, that methane bubbles have been noticed and identified in Puget Sound. That's in Seattle. I don't think that people, let me change this. People that have a hard time seeing that we're undergoing a communist revolution can't even imagine the earth changes. They can't understand the gravitational anomalies. They can't understand what it means when the earth is tilting and there's a pole shift. They can't understand that the amount of water pressure at the Three Gorges Dam on any intersecting faults, even upriver, let alone downriver, that all of the rainfall and the typhoons are still coming, and you know they're having massive flooding in China. The thing is, I don't think they understand that what that does to the earth, the literal pressure. It's just like fracking. Imagine fracking, and you know, in essence, we're living in a fracked up world. And a fracked up world simply means this: by fracking and pumping so much stuff into the ground, you not only lubricate the plates, but any type of hydrostatic pressure, meaning oil in the well, that kept everything in a form of equilibrium gets pumped up, and guess what? That cushioning or that buffering between plates gives way. So, again, back to my statement. This year's conference, October 16th and 17th, is going to be critical. I call it Final Warning. Data Coverstone's prophecies, brace for impact. Can I validate that there'll be an asteroid strike in the Atlantic Ocean? I can't at this point. I can tell you this. I have astrophysicists who are merciful and explain me things simple. Guys that are so bright, because they're so bright, they're living out of country. They're living out of the country because they said, they've been told, you open your mouth, you die. Oh, and by the way, we don't get you, we get your family. We don't get your family, we get your extended relatives. So many. And Doug, I want to share this. When I was talking about Cascadia, the film that my film company, NBS, that's a different than True Legends and Gen 6, filmed the Cascadia film. I mean, we interviewed the smartest people in the world, scientists and professor emeritus, guys that know what's going on. And again, the follow-up to Cascadia was the tens of thousands of flights that NASA did with their most sophisticated aircraft up and down the West Coast, out into the Pacific Ocean off the West Coast, into the areas of the New Madrid Fault, up and down. And by the way, there were only two flights over Yellowstone. Well, Yellowstone, you know, that's the big one. Yellowstone, whenever you hear it's going to blow, like they had 200 earthquakes one day, a week ago, 10 days ago, and everybody got on the internet and said, Yellowstone's going to blow, Yellowstone's going to blow. And then they found out that USGS was running an experiment. I have personally been in Yellowstone with 1,000, I think 800, somewhere between 800 and 1,000 quakes, two separate occasions. I never even felt them. So what I'm saying, when you see Yellowstone's going to blow, Yellowstone's going to blow, Yellowstone's going to blow, that is a diversion. What we're watching in Ecuador, the volcano Sangay or Sanjay, whatever it is, 40,000 feet, the ash goes up in the upper atmosphere. Since the day I started on talk radio, I said, the day's going to come when the volcanoes are going to go off. There's going to be so much ash in the atmosphere, in the stratosphere, it's going to begin to block the sunlight. We're going into a very difficult period. And then when you talk about the days of darkness, Mount Tambora goes off in 1818. The following summer, there was no summer. I live in Montana. We're already getting just a little bit above freezing temperatures in the morning. I fly in helicopters. We have one of the great watersheds in the United States. People don't know it. Maybe, I think I've told you this, Doug, but the Missouri River starts in Bozeman, well, not in Bozeman, Three Forks, Montana. As I'm posting or pointing, it's west that way.
I remember getting lost in your state one time. And yes, I think I might have hit the tip of the river there. So anyway, I think I might have found that. But go on.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, when I talked 25 years ago, the Great Water Wars are coming. Look, I just posted the other day, or off and on, I post the pictures of Lake Powell. I post the pictures of, I haven't posted any from Lake Mead. That's next on my list. And, you know, when I fly 1,000 miles in a day in a helicopter and you've got maybe, you know, depending on the weight and the temperature, maybe 2 hours and 45 minutes safety, you know, that's a lot of pit stops. That's a lot of fuel stops. And when I filmed the entire areas of Lake Powell and all the rivers that flow into it, Lake Powell is like 80 to 100 feet below its high water mark. Lake Powell used to be able to boat just about to any area in the lake. And I started photographing Lake Powell almost probably 40 years ago. And now they have little streams of deep enough water that you have to go through the buoys. And as we were flying that, I would say this with no exaggeration, 80% of that we could see the bottom. That's how shallow it was. 80%. Any of you have ever been boated on Lake Powell? Same thing, the Colorado River, when we were over the Grand Canyon, the water level was horrifically, horrifically low. Doug, I'm using camera systems. This is a little technical stuff, but people have to understand this. I'm using camera systems that are the most sophisticated available to the civilian market. Obviously, the military, you know, I can't spend a literal billion dollars on a lens, but I can rent the best instruments and the best cameras available, 8K. That's huge when you're talking about the definition, you know. It's huge. And none of our monitors can even resolve it unless we have 8K monitors.
And that sets your production apart. I just want to say that. I've never seen such quality in production. That sets your production apart. Go ahead.
So when I say to people that, you know, we're using a $500,000 camera system. It's not brand new. We rent it or lease it. And the deal is that when you're taking pictures that are so defined, when I say this, when you go over some of the photos with a fine-tooth comb, that's where we pick up so much stuff, okay? Commercial satellite imagery can't even compare to what we can do. Now, we can't get at those levels, but I can get at astonishing altitudes. We can usually safely fly sub 14,000 feet. So when I say this isn't a metaphor, when I say I have overflown probably every square mile of Yellowstone National Park, when I say I've flown over every known geothermal feature, that's not bragging. It's a matter of fact. When I say I've flown the entire Lake Powell, they have a dam there. The bottom line is you can see at the dam level, meaning the level of the water on the dam, when you can see the high water mark, it looks like a bathroom tub stain. When I say that, I'm not kidding. What I'm trying to validate to people is there is scientific evidence to what I'm saying. So when I tell everybody the most precious commodity in the world, my very first or second broadcast on KHNC on Johnstown, Colorado as a host, was saying the two most precious commodities in the world will be fresh water and food. Doug, there's no way to tell people. Martin Armstrong, probably one of the most brilliant technical analysts in the world on stock markets, financial markets. At the end of the day, Greg Hunter just did an amazing interview with him. And you know what Martin Armstrong said? Same thing Hawk's been saying for 15 years. Buy extra canned food. Buy
Absolutely.
Extra canned food.
Yep.
You know, and buy extra canned food. I'm telling people, it's not to scare the you-know-what out of anybody. It's to get them to think ahead. What's wrong? And most of the people that fight, they have car insurance. Why? Because of liability. They have health insurance. They have life insurance, those who can afford it. And some have none of those, but they have the ultimate assurance, life insurance in Jesus. Believe it or not, the street people will live they'll be able to accommodate the times that are coming better than the people that live behind walled cities or gated communities.
If I can stop you there, because I've seen this on the comments on YouTube, when we put these up on YouTube, where people will say, well, you know, look, I'm out of work, I'm unemployed, I've got no money, I really don't have any provisions stocked, or what little I have will get me through a very short period of time, so I guess I'm screwed. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, how can I get to these? How can you're speaking to these very same people say, don't fret, don't worry. Is that, I mean, do what you can, but don't think that you're screwed because
I would say you're not screwed. If you're a Christian, you're not screwed, because King David said he had not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed baking bread, okay? Jesus said, look, Heavenly Father, the Lord God of heaven, knows how to take care of the sparrows. Are ye not worth more than sparrows? Well, I would give sparrows having more brains than 90% of America that listens to the mainstream media. My dog, seriously, Doug, I'd rather run Cyrus, my Labradoodle, for office than to vote for any Democrat with maybe one or two exceptions, okay? Because my, and I know that's ridiculous, but here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that I was told by a deep intelligence agency operative, you can probably guess the name. He said at the time Jimmy Carter was elected president, he was in the agency in those days, he said they even talked about running, and this is no kidding, a chimpanzee for president, claiming that he had been in space and that something happened to him and his brain had been altered. Now, people say, quails hallucinating. No, I was told that. And it was basically stated. Is stated, the American people aren't ready for that yet, but the day will come. All I can tell you is this. How is it that an existing former president has greater security than the president of the United States? How is it that he met with 17 nations not authorized to do so as the potential president of the world? How is it that obviously the situation with Iran, that we're in a war, we all know the story of, billions of dollars being flown to Iran, billions.
Cash.
We all know all those stories, yet it just doesn't equate. Now, to the people that are on the street or they don't have homes, they don't have this, they don't have that, look, all I can say is this. If you have a reference point, I'm not talking about permanent street people, where you could have and should have and didn't, then repent of that and just say, Lord, you take care of the sparrows. I expect all of us, including moi, at some point in the future, if we're alive and not gone to be with the Lord as Christians or gone to be in hell as deniers of the faith, I expect we'll all be living someplace else than where we think we are now. If Doug Hagman, if God sends an angel and says, Doug, and seriously, I'm not kidding now. If God were to send an angel and say, Doug, grab your wife, grab your son-in-law, obviously, grab your daughter, grab your grandchild, and follow me. You do it. Because look, ladies and gentlemen, again, I've read to you. I put it up. I believe it's even in the email today that went out to all the people that get the Gen 6 email on Final Warning, Brace for Impact. I linked again to Jeff Nyquist's amazing article by General Hashian that said the Chinese are going to kill every man, woman, and child. Does that upset you if there's 750,000 in this country? Does that upset you if there's 1 million in Canada? Does it upset you that if I made the statement, Canada sells all this stuff to China? Gavin Newsom, gives China $1 billion for syringes and a potential vaccine. All the West Coast that Henry Gruber saw being nuked are all run by Democrats. Henry, one of the last talks I had for him, I think it was the second to last talk I had with him. Basically, I asked him again about the Russian thing. And I asked him, I said, Henry, now that, you can tell, what, and he never said it publicly. You can take my word for it. He said, Steve, I was never allowed to walk the streets of Los Angeles. I was never allowed to walk the area of San Francisco. I think he was allowed to walk a specific area of Portland and maybe a specific area in Seattle. But he said, the Lord said to him, Henry, do not pray for them. I will not hear your prayer. They have been given over to judgment. Does that maybe tell you, ladies and gentlemen, whether it's, now you say, I don't believe in Jesus. Fine, I do. But the thing is that was said, and I want to make this other statement just to finish a thought. It's interesting, is it not, that Hollywood is screaming more than ever about replacement for Ginsburg. Remember, Ginsburg allowed and was instrumental in the abortion of all the innocent. She was.
Yep.
And they're screaming about that because of blood sacrifice. Let me say this. I think we're getting close to the end. Blood sacrifice to Hollywood is that which appeases Satan, that basically builds their careers and allows them to continue on. If I told you, I don't know, but some of the most famous rock stars are on record, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, even Miley Cyrus now, saying, don't serve Jesus. She was a Christian once. Katy Perry's parents are Christians. I don't know about Lady Gaga, but the whole perversion that spread across the world, not just the United States, that movie theater emblem, the mountain, by the way, that's Mount Hermon. That Mount Hermon is where the fallen angels originally came to Earth, 200, to basically have sex with Earth women and produce a race of hybrids so that the Messiah could not be born. That's why God preserved Noah and his family. They were the only ones left on the planet that were perfect in their generation. That means they weren't genetically hybridized. I think it's so amazing that they don't want to talk about Genesis 6 because it might use the S-E-X word, and we're submerged in sex. We're absolutely submerged in sex. God brought me out of that world. But the point is that, ladies and gentlemen, we're fighting for your life. Thank you for signing up to the Video On Demand. By the way, Video On Demand, it will play in real time the 16th and 17th, but those of you who sign up for it, once you've signed up for the conference or even the videos obviously you get, the conference, you'll be able to go back and look at those episodes. I think we keep it up for a year or something. So the point is that final warning, brace for impact. And it's going to be, you know, my guess is, the word final, it means final.
Yeah.
Unless the United States repented as a nation, maybe God would give us another time out. I don't believe there's another opportunity to have this type of virtual conference ever again. At least I won't have the opportunity. I know what's against me. I know who's against me. I know what they will go to lengths. And all I know is I've got backup plans. I just thank you, those of you signing up, and I look forward to your questions for tomorrow night on our private briefing. And just, I want to thank each and every one of you again. Pray about increasing your support for Doug. Buy his copy. Let me tell you this. People think liquor's the best barter item. No. Cigarettes? Uh-uh. Everybody drinks coffee. I'm probably the only coffee non-drinker that I know, but everybody drinks coffee. In Bozeman, we must have 25. What do you call those? Coffee places, Doug?
Yeah. I think I've been to 12. Yeah.
Yeah. Kiosks.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wouldn't buy it by the package. I know this, that you can put it in your fridge, but let me say this. What is a, you know, pound of coffee worth to someone who's addicted? Maybe worth a couple of case, or not, maybe not case, but maybe a couple of cans of soup. Who knows?
Sure.
But I would encourage you. There's no better barter item. Nothing. I used to be one of the largest food processors of canned food, storage food in the United States a couple years before. And I'm telling you a point, coffee's better. Coffee's better. And guess what? People will get drunk and go into the mad drunk phase on you. They go into, give a man coffee, he may be more sedated than give him a bottle of whatever the best scotch is. Who knows?
But anyway. Or Muscatel. Hey, or Muscatel. That was a bad joke. Let me ask you a question. If somebody signs up today for the Video On Demand, will that give them access to the private briefings, for tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So folks, trust me on this. You're going to want to get in on the private briefing. So sign up right now, today, right after this show. Sign up for Final Warning Video On Demand. And if you have any questions, I suspect conference@gen6.com would be the place to send them. Am I correct with respect to any of the?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And again, I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and I bless you for your support. And I ask you to stand with Doug, because again, Doug, look, we're not a mutual admiration society.
No.
I don't pat your back. You don't pat my back. We both give glory to Jesus. And we're both saying, Lord, you know, you brought us here, and maybe we don't understand the whole reason, but every single person that says, thank you for making it easy for me to come back to Jesus, thank you for telling me I'm not damned because I had an abortion and I've lived with guilt, and you sent your word and it healed me, that my children are waiting in heaven, and God said, I forgive you, your children forgive you, and the greatest joy you'll ever know is when you meet those you never had a chance to raise in life. He sent his word and he set them free. And that's what it's all about for Doug, you and me. So I ask that the living God literally withhold no good thing from our listeners. And last thing, please, any veteran that lives on less than $1,000 a month, this is the last time I'll be able to make this offer, and it's free to you. Any single mother that lives under $1,200, any widow that lives under the same thing, let's make it $1,000. I've had people say, can you pay my mortgage off? No. But I can take care of the widows. I can take care of the orphans. I'm sorry, there's so many. I'm not a billionaire, but there are people who have given money to me that I'm in charge of, and God bless you all. And I must make sure that I'm faithful to the living God with what he's given to me through others. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to start posting the stories, the freedom of people at their last breath, ready to pop themselves in the mouth. Unless you've ever had a 44 Magnum with a hammer back in your mouth, you probably don't realize what serious going to take your life means. I really believe God has literally sent his angel to block the hammer, because when someone gets a need met that would drive them to the point of suicide, they don't. And I don't think we understand, ladies and gentlemen, we have created national suicide by our abandonment of all that's faithful, all that's true, the word of God, God's love for you, and the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Don't allow the King of Glory, don't allow the Redeemer of the whole world to be mocked, ridiculed, or scorned any longer. Don't keep your silence. Don't keep your silence. I'll say this too, Doug. The silent majority, you're dead already. Unless you start to speak, act up, and be prepared to defend what's yours with all your might, all your strength, and that combination of, I would call this precious metal, copper and lead. Because those who are coming after you, they have a precious memory for you, and it's called put you down so you never live. There's nothing immoral about self-defense. There's nothing immoral about resisting evil, even if it costs us our life. There's nothing wrong with stopping the senseless murder and butchery and pedophiles. There's nothing wrong with that. And if anybody that tells you to, it's just the MSM. Now you'll understand why I call them the mainstream murderers, because they are accessories to it.
Amen.
Me on today.
Steve, I got to tell you something. I think this is one of the best times we've had together. And I know, like I said before, I know that, sometime in the future, somebody is going to see this and say, you know what, this is exactly what I needed, as they hit their knees. And it's appointed for somebody in the future. I believe that with all my heart. I want to thank you very much, Steve. I guess we're out of time, or close to it. So God bless you very much. And, tomorrow night, you and me, private briefing. It'll be great. So folks, sign up for video on demand for the, final warning, Brace for Impact conference. There it is right there. Go to gen6.com, sign up, and be a part of the private briefing tomorrow night. Folks, that'll do it for me. That'll do it for me and Steve. And, Steve, thank you. Appreciate you, brother. I really do. And I love you like a brother. So.
Oh, thank you, Doug. And again, I just bless your audience. And again, my standard prayers is, I can't go on without saying this, that God will give to each and every one a supernatural, comforting manifestation experience, a dream, a vision, just whatever everybody needs. God is the all-sufficient one. And the Lord, the promise is, behold, I am the Lord, your God, my God, Doug's God. Is there anything too hard for me? And the only thing I'd say is, God, the only thing that seems too hard for us is stubbornness, disobedience, and Lord, that's what keeps us from receiving the bounty of heaven. So Doug, blessings to you, and I look forward to tomorrow's private briefing.
Yeah. Until then. All right, folks. Steve, thank you very much, folks. Again, I want to thank you so much for your belief and your trust and your support, whether it's Patreon, PayPal, or by mail. I read everything that I get. All my email messages I read. I can't respond to them all. And I certainly read everything that I get by mail. Even the used condoms, you know, you can keep them. You can stop sending them now. I got the message, but I'm still going to be talking about the homosexual agenda. And I'm still going to be using that word. If you believe it's a pejorative, then so be it. But again, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. And Eric the Tech, thank you very much for everything you do. My goodness. It's hit your knees tonight, folks. Hit your knees. Pray. Ask for repentance for the country, for yourself, whatever. And know that God's more powerful, and God's got this. God's in control. Good night, everyone.